The seller says, I'll sell you my donkey. It doesn't specify what is included in that. L'machar es kelav, its utensils don't come with it. What are these kelav? These are not, it's machlokas here. If we're talking about just the, like the saddlebag, seems for carrying, but not for riding. Because some learn the riding implements, like the saddle itself, is like inseparable. No one buys a horse without a saddle. End of Arkaza. So that's a machlokas. So we'll learn that simply that L'machar es kelav means the additional things that you know you'd put on the saddlebags and so that you use for not for carrying a human being, but for carrying other stuff, that is not coming with the chamor. It's not functionally essential to a chamor, to a donkey. Nachma Madi Omer, machar kelav. He says, no, even donkeys are for taking stuff and the carrying equipment goes with it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, pamim mechurin, pamim ein mechurin. He says, it all depends what's included in terms of saddlebags and stuff with the donkey. Ketzad, how's that work? Hayachamor lefanav, the kelev alav. You have a donkey standing there, it's got its saddle pack on it, and then the amr lo, and the purchaser says, mechorli chamor chazeh, I will take that, give me that one right there. So that donkey includes the donkey as is, you know, I'll take it as is, as I see it. So hare kelev mechurin, then it all goes with it, including the kelev. But if the seller says, you know, okay, you come to buy a donkey, here's your donkey, so then there's no reason to assume that the kelev should go with it. It's just the donkey, and that's what you get, just a donkey. And kelev mechurin, the kelev won't come with it.